The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California. Welcome everybody to the Score Report, where I debate the controversies between the lines. This is your host DJ Goat, and let's tackle this show together. Today we're going to go with the NHL. We're going with the Hockey Goat. It's between two guys. We got Wayne Gretzky, and we've got Gordie Howe. Both are Canadian, so Gretzky was born in Brantford, Ontario, in Canada, which, I mean, both these guys are from Canada. I mean, Canada just produces a ridiculous amount of hockey talent, so it's not surprising at all that you'd have two of the greatest players of all time coming from hockey. So Gretzky, a little bit more about him. He was nicknamed the Great One. I mean, he's arguably the greatest athlete ever to ever in any sport to ever exist. Just what he did for sports in general, and especially hockey, is unmatched. It's unrivaled. I mean, according to, you know, many writers and coaches, players now and then, fans, I mean, Gretzky is the greatest to ever do it, and it's not even close. Gretzky is, without a doubt, the number one guy. Gretzky would end up playing for two different leagues and five different teams. So he started off in 1978 with the Indianapolis Racers, which, by the way, he was born in 1961. He was 17. What were you doing at 17? I was still in high school. I was playing video games in my basement all day, every day, for the first 17, you know, when I was 17 years old. So just, that's just insane, first and foremost. So he was playing for the World Hockey Association. And then he ended up getting traded to the Edmonton Oilers. But the thing is that the World Hockey Association, it fell through, which probably for the best. If you think about it, all throughout history, in every single sport ever, the leagues that fall through were probably not the greatest leagues to play for. There must have been something wrong. You know, people weren't paying their dues, or players were going to other places, and it was a crapshoot. So, for sure, that is cool. I mean, Wayne Gretzky might not be Wayne Gretzky. He might not be the greatest NHL hockey player of all time, if WHA didn't get shut down. It's just so interesting. It's just so interesting how everything works out for a reason. So, lucky for him, the Edmonton Oilers, even after the shutting down of the WHA, of the World Hockey Association, the Edmonton Oilers joined the NHL. I'm not sure what happened to the Racers, but, I mean, they traded him anyway. I don't blame him if he doesn't care either. He was traded to the Oilers. WHA shut down. Oilers joined the NHL. Good for the Oilers, by the way. Good for the Oilers. I mean, I could not imagine having to deal with that WHA crap. Ugh, just so gross. So with the Oilers, you know, he would go on and just... I mean, who is this guy? He would go on and he would end up winning four championships with them. Four championships. He played with them from 1978 to 1988. Four championships. I mean, there are guys who play for 50 years, maybe not 50 years, but they play for a long time and don't get one championship. So, I mean, it's just for him to do that is just insane. You know, he had a rule named after him with, you know, where it created offsetting penalties, and just the way he thought about the game changed everything. I mean, the way they played hockey changed because of him. You had the trade, you know, where after his last championship with the Oilers, you know, he ended up getting traded to the Kings, and this whole ordeal, you know, people needed more money, and you know, so he ended up going to Los Angeles Kings, where he, you know, they were not good. They were not good at all. They were honestly horrible. And so, you know, he goes, and he wins him a championship in 93, and he's making a name for himself, he already had a name for himself, but in Los Angeles, you know, so people are looking at him. He starts, you know, he built hockey in California. He built hockey. So we owe that to him in California. As someone who lives in California and someone who enjoys watching hockey, that we owe that to him. We owe that to him 110%. So, you know, he goes and he does that, and then he gets traded again. I mean, okay, my question is, who trades the greatest of all time? You don't know he's the greatest of all time yet, but I mean, come on. Who is this guy? He's winning 4 championships here. He's winning a championship here with a team who was terrible. I mean, who is this guy? So, he joins the Blues. He joins the St. Louis Blues after being traded by Los Angeles. And who is this guy? He goes and he keeps killing it. I mean, he's putting up numbers. He put 37 points in 31 games. In 31 games. There are guys who don't even get to make the league, and this guy's doing like what they wish they could do. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So he goes and, you know, he kills it there. And then at this point, I mean, he's probably, I don't know. Oh, jeez. What was that? 36, 35, something like that. So he's getting up there. He's getting old. He's getting old for sure. And so he becomes a free agent after a couple years with the, a year with St. Louis Blues. A year. Gets picked up by the Rangers in 96. Plays with them till 99, where that would be the end of his playing career. So he helped them. You know, he reached the Eastern Conference Finals, and they were defeated, sadly, which sucks. It sucks. But, you know, he was doing his thing, and you know, 97 came and went, and he did all right. You know, like, he's still the greatest player of all time. 98-99 season was his last season, and, yeah, I mean, just who is this guy? Who is this guy? So... It can't be understated just how good Wayne Gretzky was. But a lot of people don't know about Gordie Howe. So this is another Canadian guy. You know, he's from Saskatchewan. So he's from Floral, Saskatchewan, Canada. And, you know, just a couple of Canadians. So his nickname was Mr. Hockey. Gordie Howe was Mr. Hockey. He was born in 1928. So he was well before Gretzky. So one interesting thing about Gordie Howe is that he actually holds the record for the most seasons played. This guy played for 26 seasons. 26 seasons. I mean, this guy's fighting everyone. They're getting bashed. They're getting hit. How? And when he played, it was a bruiser style of hockey. There's a thing called the Gordie Howe hat trick. That means you had a goal, an assist, and a fight in a game. Who is this guy? You know, so you can really see where just these guys are two of the most influential players, the two most influential players of all time. And it's not even close. So, you know, Howe comes out. He comes, and this guy played everywhere. He made his NHL debut in 1946. So he played for the Red Wings, the Detroit Red Wings. At age 16, he scored in his first game. Oh, sorry, scratch that. And at age 18, he scored in his first game. He wore number 17 as a rookie, which, I mean, that's not super important. But the thing is that this guy on his team was traded after that season, right? So he was traded after that season, and Howe ended up taking the number 9. And which Howe would wear that for the rest of his career, which is actually where Gretzky got his numbers from. Gretzky always wore 9 at the beginning of his career because of Howe, because he idolized Howe so much. So that's why 99 came into effect, because 9 was taken, and, you know, it's a whole ordeal. And so Howe joins the Red Wings in 1946. Scratch that. And you know, just immediately, you knew this guy was going to be special. He ended up leading Detroit to 4 Stanley Cups, just like Gretzky did. 4 Stanley Cups That is, I mean, there are guys who don't get a single Stanley Cup in their entire career. Their entire career. So it just doesn't make sense. And the thing is that he also led Detroit to first place in regular season play seven consecutive years. Even Gretzky couldn't bring teams to equal a feat like that. It has still, you know, oh man, we're 80 years later, has never been equaled. Not once. Never been equaled. So, you know, looking back at it, I mean, he was just so influential as well. He played in the WHA as well, after playing with the Red Wings for a little bit. And, he played there. Ended up going and playing for the Hartford Whalers, too. Similar to Gretzky, when the WHA folded, Howe was on the Whalers in 1979. So the Hartford Whalers joined the NHL. And the Howe still was technically, the Red Wings still had Howe's rights. Even though he'd already retired. He'd already retired at this point. And Detroit decided not to reclaim Howe's rights. And so the Whalers picked him up. So this guy comes and plays a season. He comes and plays for the Whalers. I mean, this guy is 50-something years old. He's 52 years old now. Like who are you, dude? Like, who are you? And so, you know, just he ends up retiring. And after that season, because I can't blame him. You know, you're super old. So, you know, just, again, one of the greatest to ever do it. So, the real question of this podcast, this episode, is who's the best? This is the debate. Gordie Howe or Wayne Gretzky? Who is the GOAT of the NHL? Let's take a look at a few of their accolades. So, Gretzky won the MVP award 9 times. The Art Ross, which goes to the player with the most points, 10 times. The Ted Lindsay Award, 5 times, which goes to the most outstanding player, according to the other players in the NHL. So all the NHL players vote, and they decide who wins that Ted Lindsay Award. He was also awarded the Lady Byng Award 5 times for sportsmanship and performance. So those are people who perform but also have great sportsmanship throughout. And then there's an international award. The U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame created an award called the Wayne Gretzky International Award. I mean, who is this guy? Really? Just all that is ridiculous. And those are just some of his accolades. Those are some of the small, like, the bigger things. That's just a small portion of what he did. Howe, on the other hand, won the most valuable player 6 times. The Art Ross Trophy 6 times. You know, I mean, that's still ridiculous. Gretzky's on out of this galaxy. But Howe, 6 times for the MVP and Art Ross Trophy 6 times. That's crazy. So Howe was also the first person ever in 2008 to receive the NHL Lifetime Achievement Award, which basically just goes to an NFL vet recognizing their overall contribution, which, I mean, that's the one thing Gretzky will never have or doesn't have, at least right now. So, I mean, that's one thing Howe's got going for him for sure. And a couple other stats to go for, you know. I'm going to be honest. I'm about to give these stats, but I'm going to give you my answer. I'm going to have to go with Gretzky. I think Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. If you look at some of his highlights, if you look at what he did, how he scored, how he played, he changed the game. Howe did too, but Howe played with his time. He played with his time. He changed it. Like, he added rules. He, you know, the Gordie Howe hat trick and stuff like that. Gretzky literally changed in his time. While he was still playing, he changed the way people played. Gretzky is first in all-time goals, first in all-time playoff goals, first in all-time assists, first in all-time playoff assists, first in all-time points, and first in all-time playoff points. Howe comes close. Howe is not even top 25 in playoff points, not even top 25 in playoff assists, not even top 25 in all-time points for the playoffs, right? Howe is second all-time in goals, 10th all-time in assists, 4th all-time in points. I mean, I, I, Hal was amazing, but I don't think you can do that. Gretzky played 20 years. Hal played 26. Gretzky played 1,487 games. He had 894 goals, 1,963 assists, totaling 2,857 points. Hal, on the other hand, played 26 years, played 1,767 games, scoring 801 goals, racking up 1,049 assists, totaling 1,850 points. He played 300 more games than Gretzky, and Hal still was had 1,000 less points than Gretzky did. Gretzky just was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. So the GOAT of hockey has to go to Wayne Gretzky. It has to go to Wayne Gretzky. So, you know, talk it over with someone and agree or not, but that is Wayne Gretzky is without a doubt the greatest hockey player of all time. So, thank you everyone for listening, and you know, let DJ GOAT know your thoughts, your comments, concerns. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. DJ GOAT out.